The Call, Episode 1, by Nick Ahad.
Across Staffordshire and the Moorlands, Kiln FM. Sam Griffin at breakfast. Oh, wake up with Kiln FM.
Well, slap my cheeks and call me up for it. It's Monday morning and you're listening to Kiln FM with me, Sam Griffin, at breakfast. And producer, Harry in the headphones. Harry, you in the headphones? Oh, he's in the headphones. And Harry in the headphones tells me we've got Brenda on the way to tell us what she's having for that all-important first meal of the day. What will it be this morning? Sardines and peanut butter? Marmite muesli?
Poached steaks and pineapple?
Whatever it is, you know it'll put your soggy cornflakes to shame. That's Brenda's breakfast, coming up soon. We've got a full weather update in 20 minutes and we'll be finding out what's in Harry's pocket. Plus, I've got Dua Lipa, Tina Turner, and right now I'm taking you back to the 90s with Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. And I have to say, ooh, am I really going to do this?
You're darn tootin' I am.
It's Monday morning and this weekend, Harry in the headphones, I have to say, I really have missed you. What's that? The feeling's mutual. Aww. What's that?
You say
I'm the best presenter you've ever worked with.
I only hear what I want to.
Well, that's what I heard. Here's Lisa Loeb with Stay, I Missed You. It's Sam at breakfast on Monday morning here on Kiln FM.
I talk so all the time.
Nice openers. And getting a Kiln FM ident at the end there. Nailed it. What have you had in your coffee this morning?
Two sweeteners and a secret ingredient. Threat of redundancy. You just know the new Brager-lot are listening.
Nah, they've loads of other shows to keep an ear on now. We're well under the radar, right? Right?
So much to learn, my young Padawan. They're listening. Right here on Kiln FM with Sam Griffin at breakfast. Trust me. They're listening with a tiny sword of Damocles in hand.
What took so long?
I needed to save my game.
You're joking.
Reshma, I was playing until 3 a.m. If I didn't save the game, last night would have been a complete waste of time.
Oh, would it? Really?
No, I don't mean... Like, I enjoyed the dinner. Thanks. I'm just... Oh, flipping heck. I forgot to put my controller on charge.
Andy, I'm going to be late for work.
2 seconds. If I don't charge it, I won't be able to play tonight.
Andy!
That was Lisa Loeb and Miss You on Kiln FM. You can get in touch with the show a number of ways. Call or text Harry in the headphones on 2959144. And if you're a tweeter, you can tag @KilnFM and use the hashtag Breakfast Show. Right, Brenda's breakfast is on the way, but right now it's coming up to 8:08, which means it's time for producer Harry to lay those headphones down and sashay into the studio.
Morning, Samuel. Morning, everybody. Good weekend.
Hey, I've already made my confession. I missed you.
Oh.
Where did you go?
Cheshire Oaks.
Oh, Cheshire Oaks.
Mm-hmm. New shorts. I had a voucher for my birthday for Paul Smith's.
Other shorts are available.
Then we popped over to Manchester, had a nice meal with some friends, then went to a club. I didn't stray too far.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it. This is a family show. And what we do want to know right now on Sam Griffin at breakfast on Kiln FM is...
What's in Harry's pocket?
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Harry is sitting opposite me, only inches away from the red mic. His yellow T-shirt is nestled into his new bright blue shorts. He approaches the pocket, and yes, yes, he's having a fumble. It's time to play...
What's in Harry's pocket?
Okay, listeners, today I have not one, not two, but 3 things in my pocket.
Ooh.
All 3 things you would find in a nursery rhyme. 1 of them in a kennel and 2 of them in the garden. 1 of them in a kennel and 2 of them in the garden.
So there you go. There's your clues. Can you work out what Harry has in his pocket? If you want to call, the number is 2959144.
Listen, I'm sorry about last night. Obviously, I'm sorry.
Sure.
What it was, right? I got into an argument with some American kid. He shot me with an Uzi 9mm in the head. And we were supposed to be on the same team. I couldn't let him get away with that, could I?
I'm stopping here to get a drink.
Resh, I thought we agreed we weren't buying drinks anymore. I'm saving some money.
There were no clean travel mugs.
Oh, yeah, soz. I'll buy some more today.
Wow.
What?
Nothing. I'm getting a drink.
I'll get them.
Wait! I don't want coffee!
I'm not being funny, love, but if you don't take those headphones out and talk to me face, you're not getting on my bus.
Sorry, Duck. I didn't want to miss Brenda's breakfast.
Oh, what's she having? I've got a fiver on with another driver that it's summit with kippers.
They haven't said yet.
Do you mind? I've got an appointment to get to.
Oh, keep your hearing aid on. We're having a chat.
You're not paid chat, paid to drive.
Shut up, Bob. We want to know what Brenda's having for breakfast.
Don't tell him. Leave him in suspenders. That'll learn him. Now, sit down.
Okay, so back at this song, I'll do the traffic and then we'll get Brenda on, yeah?
And don't forget to do Pocket Clues reminder.
Would I?
Would you?
I would.
Keep it tight, remember, Sam. If you're right and Brager are listening, we want them to think we're worth keeping.
Worth keeping? You're worried? Not like you to be a nervous Nelly. We'll be fine. Probably. We're breakfast.
Sure, they said local breakfast and drive time are safe, but we're not the only fish in the pond, are we?
Aren't we a cheery little cherub this morning?
Hello, Kiln FM. Neil Harrison speaking. Hello? Hello?
Don't tell me. Brager boss is saying this is our last show.
Well, if it was, they've changed their mind.
I got you a regular cappuccino and some luxury fruit toast.
I didn't want coffee.
You said you wanted a drink. I got you luxury fruit toast.
I didn't want any caffeine, which you'd know if you bothered to listen.
I do listen. Do you not want this luxury fruit toast?
I dare you to say luxury fruit toast just one more time. I wanted a drink without caffeine, a caffeine-free cup of tea, because I was up half the night waiting for you to come to bed and I don't want to spend all morning wired. And you'd know I didn't want caffeine if you bothered to ask, but you didn't because you don't. Why don't you ask, Andy? Why don't you ever bother to ask?
So you don't want this luxury fruit toast?
Oh!
Reshma, look out!
Kiln FM, sponsored by KMF. The complete manufacturing solution.
Oh, wake up with Kiln FM.
You're listening to Kiln FM with Sam Griffin. And now, it's time for Brenda's Breakfast.
Hey, up out. It's Brenda's Breakfast on Kiln FM.
Top of the morning to you, Bren.
Hello, Sam.
Good weekend?
To be honest, darling, I've not had time to breathe, so I'm just running round with the back. I normally go to the shops about 12 on a Sunday when they're at the busiest. Feels yeah. like I'm in the hustle and bustle, if you know what I mean.
As ever, Brenda, I've no idea where you're going with this.
But as luck would have it, me cousin Shauna went on a trip to Whitby last week and she brought me back a little something from the seaside. So, I've gone with a twist on a traditional treat.
Twist on a traditional? Sounds like you, Brenda. So, what have we got for Brenda's breakfast this morning?
Today, Sam, I'm having oak smoked kippers warmed through, oven cooked and served on a bed of freshly buttered toasted pikelets.
I'm loving it. Thanks, Bren. See you tomorrow.
You're welcome, Sam.
Hey, up out. It's Brenda's breakfast on Kiln FM.
Brenda's Breakfast, a glorious food free-for-all. Tell us what you think. Has Bren tickled your taste buds or tested your tonsils this morning? Call us on 2959144 and Brenda will be back with us same time tomorrow here on Kiln FM.
She just pulled straight out.
Yeah, sorry. Women drivers, eh?
Come again?
Sorry. No, just trying to make a joke.
Hilarious, I'm sure. Got your insurance details? Why is the lady not getting out of the car? Is she all right?
I've got an eye test at 9.
I know you do, Bob. But you'll need a hospital appointment if you don't get back on my bus.
Oh, sorry, I don't know where the insurance stuff is. Resh deals with it all. I can't drive.
I think I better have a chat with the organ grinder. Hello. Hello, lovely. Can I get you out so we can have a little chat?
That's right.
Your fella is a bit useless.
Call us with your answers for What's in Harry's Pocket on 2959144. That's all other than a bit of text.
She's not budging. What the heck have you done? She's a face like a bulldog chewing a wasp. What did you do to her?
Bought her some luxury fruit toast.
Oh, of course you did. That explains why she came screeching out of the car park right in front of me. Well, I can't get the bus moving until I get the insurance details from your wife.
Oh, she's not my wife.
Carer?
No. Girlfriend. Actually, she was supposed to be my fiancé this morning. I was going to ask her last night. She made a dead nice dinner and I even had a ring. I was going to ask after pudding.
And?
I got distracted. Call of Duty.
Been there.
You have?
22% battlefield accuracy and 1.3 kill-death ratio. I play with my grandsons.
So you get it. Some American kid shot me with an Uzi, so I had to teach him a lesson. You understand?
I understand very well, Petal. I think your heart's in the right place, but you're just not very bright, are you?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Still on the way, it's the Monday morning half hour of pure power. 30 minutes of absolute bangers to set you up for the week. But first, let's find out...
What's in Harry's pocket?
Harry's still on his headphones. Get off the headphones and come into the... Oh, no. Harry is signalling through the glass. He's telling me he's unavailable. Maybe I need to tell you what's in his pocket. You're listening to Sam Griffin at breakfast here on Kiln FM. It's just gone 8:40 and more after this. Across Staffordshire in the morning. Mate, what are you doing?
I'm putting a call through. It's a bloke called Andy. He's on a bus. He wants to talk to you.
Well, what's it about?
No time. Just take the call.
You're listening to Kiln FM. I'm Sam Griffin and we've got... Andy on the line. Where are you calling from, Andy?
The doghouse.
No, we've all been there, mate.
I've got a message for someone who's listening. A listener. It's an important message.
Well, are you sure they're tuned in?
Oh, yeah. She's got the radio turned up in the car, so I can't talk to her through the window. Reshma, I know you can hear me. I'm an idiot. I think you thought I was going to ask last night. I think I thought that too. I don't know why I didn't. I bottled it, Reshma, and I'm sorry. I was even going to play our song. That's it. Sandra, that's the cue.
Uptown girl, she's been living in her uptown world.
I've been carrying the ring around for ages. I've been waiting for the perfect moment. I shouldn't have played Call of Duty, no matter how annoying that American kid was. I should have done the washing up. And I know I should have asked you what you wanted to drink this morning. I should ask you so many things. But the most important thing I want to ask, if you turn around, you'll see I'm kneeling, Resh. I'm kneeling in front of a bus. I want to get your morning hot drink order right every day for the rest of our lives. Reshma, will you marry me?
Hello? Hello? Andy, Oh, no! We'll see if we can get Andy back on the line.
Hello? Is that Sam? What did Brenda have for breakfast?
What? Oak smoked kippers on a bed of freshly buttered pikelets.
Oh, I could go for that.
Who is this?
I'm Sandra. I'm a bus driver.
Well, tell us what's happening, Sandra. Did she say yes? Oh, good start to the week.
I know. What a coup. That should keep Brager off our backs for a bit.
Oh, just as well she said yes. Oh, damn it. We forgot to tell him.
What's in Harry's pocket? I know. I think an on-air proposal is a good reason for a rollover.
In more ways than one.
Oh, you never swerve a double entendre, do you, Sam?
Not if I can get one in.
Oh. Kiln FM Breakfast, Neil Harrison speaking.
Can I speak to Sam, please?
Who's calling?
Can I just speak to him?
Sorry, I need a bit of info. Sam gets a lot of calls.
It's Bev.
And what's it about?
It's personal.
One moment, please. Someone called Bev on the phone for you? Says it's a personal matter?
Bev? No, don't know anyone called Bev.
Right. Hello, Bev. I'm afraid Sam's not available right now. He's gone straight to a meeting. Can I take a message?
Okay. Tell him I'm back. Those exact words, all right. I'm back. He'll understand.
They're lovely sometimes. Bev says she's back.
Oh, good for her.
She said you'd understand?
Nope, no idea.
Bit odd.
Of course it is. Screwball fans are in the job description. So go on, what was in Harry's pocket this morning?
Slugs and snails and puppy dog's tails.
Sounds like one of Brenda's breakfasts.
Oh. Hey, speaking of breakfast, it must be time for a pikelet.
I thought you'd never ask.
Tune in tomorrow for episode 2 of The Call.